ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हे
हे
मये
मये
अथेताखिला चापले
चापले
अर्भके
अर्भके
दान्ते
दान्ते
धृता
धृता
क्रीडनके
क्रीडनके
अनुवर्तिनी
अनुवर्तिनी
चक्र
चक्र
कृपा
कृपा
यद्यपि
यद्यपि
सूर्य
सूर्य
दर्शनाः
दर्शनाः
शुश्रूषमाणे
शुश्रूषमाणे
मुनयो
मुनयो
ओप
ओप
आशिनी
आशिनी
हेमयपेताखिल चापलेर्भके हेमयपेताखिल चापलेर्भके दान्ते धृतक्रीडनकेऽनुवर्तिनि दान्ते धृतक्रीडनके धनकेऽनुवर्तिनि चक्रकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
चक्रकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
चक्रकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
चक्रकृपां यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
शुश्रूष
सप्रे
शुश्रूषमाणे
शुश्रूषमाणे
मुनयोऽपि
मुनयोपभाषिणि मुनयोपभाषिणि
हेमये
हेमये
अपेताखिल चापले
अपेताखिल चापले
अर्भके
अर्भके
दान्ते
दान्ते
धृतक्रीडनके
धृतक्रीडनके
युवार्थिनि
युवार्थिनि
चक्रकृपां
चक्रकृपां
यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
कृष्यमाणे
कृष्यमाणे
मुनयोपभाषिणि
मुनयोपभाषिणि
हे मये
हे मये
अपिताखिल चापलेर्भके दान्ते धृता
दान्ते धृता
क्रीडनकेऽनुवर्तिनि
क्रीडनकेऽनुवर्तिनि
चक्रकृपां
चक्रकृपां
यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
यद्यपि तुल्यदर्शना
शुश्रूषमाणे
शुश्रूषमाणे
मुनयोपभाषिणि चापलेर्भके दान्ते धृता
क्रीडनकेऽनुवर्तिनि
चक्रकृपां यजति तुल्यदर्शना
शुश्रूषमाणे
मुनयोपभाषिणि
Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required.
हे मयि अपेता अखिल चापले अर्धके दान्ते अधिता किरणके अनुवर्तिने चक्षु कृपान यद्यपि तुल्य दर्शन शुश्रूषमाणे मुनयो अल्पभाषिणि दीज आर दी क्वालिफिकेशन हाउ टू रिसीव favor of the devotee. He has Narad Muni in his previous birth, a boy servant, but boys are generally restless. But Narada Muni was not restless. Chapole. What is it? In there? Proclivities. Generally, boys are attached to so many different types of playful things. This also becomes possible by association. Just like you are all young men, you have got so many desires naturally, especially in the Western countries, but you have voluntarily given up not to go to the restaurant, not to go to the club or theater or cinema. These are good qualifications. So, you are a boy, but you give up all these things. Adhoka. Adhoka means not experienced very well, or almost fully ignorant. They are called adhoka. So although you are a child, you are a boy, but by the association of exalted devotees, he also became very sober. Sober. Shushumane munayo albubhasini. And you are not talking very much. Too much talking unnecessarily is against spiritual advancement of life. Therefore, sometimes those who are very, very talkative, they are ordered by their spiritual master that you keep silence, mouni, mouni. Somebody is a practice to become always silent. We'll find some of the sadhus, the mendicants, they also keep silent. But they sometimes make this, that, and that is not good. Silence means don't talk nice. Whenever you speak about Krishna. That is real silence. You make a vow that I shall not speak anything except topics of Krishna. That is real silence. Not that to become silent. To become silent, mind will work. Better chant Hare Krishna and hear. There is no question of becoming silent. there is a verse about Amrish Maharaj. Sabhi manak Krishna padar vindaya Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Vanna. Manak Krishna Padaravinda. If you fix up your mind on Krishna, naturally these things will be controlled. First of all, our mind must be fixed up on the lotus feet of Krishna. Always chant Hare Krishna. And chant and hear, naturally, with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, we will memorize the form of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way, if we fix our mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna, naturally, these good qualities will come. Rashtrati bhakti bhagavati apinjana sarvai gunai tattra samasati sula. Bhakti, unless you have got bhakti, manmana bhavamad bhakta. Who can fix up his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna unless he is a bhakta? Manmana bhavamad bhakta. These are the preliminary qualifications. And alpamash, munayo alpamash, shishu saman. At the same time, service must be there. And simply, I am chanting, but no, I am not giving service. That may be possible for Haridas Thakur. He was simply chanting 300,000 times. That was possible by Haridas Thakur. But if he imitates Haridas Thakur, that I shall chant only, that is not chanting, he will sleep only. That is not possible. It is possible only for the liberated person. Therefore, he should not imitate. Our Guru Maharaj has condemned this. Mantumi kisere vaishnava. Pratishtharatare nijjanera khare prabho hari naam kevala kuita. In Vrindavan, in fact, there are so many. They imitate. In a sick place they are chanting. But they cannot give up even smoking bee. You see? So this kind of imitation has no value. That's for Sushushumana. Sevanmukhi jivado samay was purattva. You must give service to the spiritual master. Spiritual master does not accept any service for his personal benefit, but for Krishna's benefit. So, this is required. Sushushumana. Dante adhita kiranake anubhottini. Following the principles. Whatever the sages ordered, boy, immediately. Sushushumana, immediately carried out. Anubhottini. These are the qualities. Chakrum kripam. Then, chakru means deep, kripa, mercy. Naturally. If anyone follows without any hesitation, whatever the spiritual master says, naturally he becomes kind. Anyone will become kind. Like the spiritual master is placed to become kind. But anyone, if you follow, if you obey, then he becomes merciful. This boy is very nice. He obeys order, he serves very nicely. That is required. Chakrum kripa. Yadyapi tulladarshana. Tulladarshana. Because saintly persons, they have no discrimination. That this man should be shown special favor. They have no such discrimination. They are merciful to everyone. Samadarshana. Pandita samadarshana. But still, although they are equal to everyone, still one who is very much inclined to render service and specially inclined. Therefore it is said, yadyapi tulladarshana. It is not that saintly person is partial, showing somebody a special favor and somebody no favor. No. They are open to everyone. Just like Krishna is open to everyone. Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajyamamekam saranam vraja. It is meant for only Uddhava. He is open to everyone. There is sunlight. Sunlight is open to everyone. Everyone can enjoy sunlight. But if you keep your doors closed voluntarily, then what sun will do? Sun is tulladarshan. There is a verse of Chanakya Pandit. Nahi harati jasna
Changas Changala Vishman.
Changala, Changala means the Lokas, gods and the Shudras, the meat-eaters. Meat-eaters in India, they're called Changas. So, especially pigs, that is still you'll find in villages, the sweeper class, they capture one pig, they maintain the pigs, they sell, as well as they eat. So, the living pig, they burn into fire. Still, publicly. And it thrives like anything, but they're allowed publicly to do that. The Chandala Vishwadi, that is very polluted, sinful place. But that does not mean that the moonlight is refused there. Moonlight is not refused because it is the house of a Chandala. Therefore, moon does not consider that he should be refused or sunlight is refused there. No, sunlight is equally distributed. Nahi harate josna chandra chandala vishman. Chandra means the moon. Similarly, all devotees or Krishna, he is not elect. Either devotee, Krishna's devotee or Krishna is elect to bestow the mercy to anyone. Tulla, that is called Tulla Darshan. The mercy is open for everyone. But it's still, if one is inclined to give service, Sushusumane is special. That is not, partiality. That is natural. Despite one man has got his own son, and there are other sons, other children also playing together. If there is danger, the man goes first of all to save his own son. You cannot say, oh, you are so partial. No, that is not partial. That is natural. That is natural. Nobody will criticize that you did not save other son, you simply took care of your own son. That is natural. Krishna also says, samoham sarvabhutesh nami desvasti na priya. That's a fact. How Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be enemy of somebody and friend of somebody. That is not possible. Nami desvasti na priya. Nobody is my especially favorite. Nobody is my enemy. But, jetu bhajanti maam kritya. But a person who has taken devotional service and his love and faith is engaged in devotional service, I am especially inclined. Especially government. Government is not anyone's enemy or anyone's friend. But if anyone gives special service to the government, he is recognized. He is given the title SAR or CIE or something like that. So these things are natural. This is not partiality. It is not that the government offers anyone special recognition for his service. That is not partial. Similarly, when Narad Muni in his previous birth was very sincerely, obediently engaged in the service of the saintly person, they chakshu kripan, special favor. Unless there was special favor, how immediately after that birth he could become Narad Muni? Special favor. Everyone is engaged, but this is a special favor. There are many instances like that. But that we should not say that this special favor is partial. No. Therefore, this word is used, tullo darsana. So if we acquire these qualities, chevan mukhehi jivhado sameva spurata. The main basic principle is shushusha mare. Shushusha, service. So, service is very important thing. So, shushusha mare, munayo, alpabhashini, very great, one should be very great, and refrain from unnecessary engagement. These things are possible when we detach ourselves from the so-called material engagement, that is, illicit sex, and meat eating, and intoxication, and these are unnecessary things. There is no need of these things, but we are accustomed, we have become accustomed to be on account of bad association, so we should refrain from all these things. This is called Dante. What is the meaning of Dante?
Having control.
Having control. This is Dante. We have to control this. Then special favor in the air. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, all the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three. Namely, to establish the relation of the living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the related duties in devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal back to Godhead. As such, Vedantabadi, they have been described Vedubadi, Vedubadi in the previous verse. Vedantabadi or the followers of the Vedanta indicates the pure devotees are the personality of God. That is Vedanta. Vedubadi. Vedubadi means actually one who knows what is the objective of Veda. They take to Krishna consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed Vedanta philosophy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says that in the Vedanta or Vedas, there are three things. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayoga. It is in all chapters. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same three things are there. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayoga. Sambandha means, first of all, what is my relationship with God? That is called Sambandha. It's like, first of all, a boy or a girl is to be married. So, that is the basic system the father, mother selects. That is called sambandha. When they fix up that this boy will be married with that girl, that is called sambandha. So, relationship. Then when the sambandha is established by marriage, and the boy or girl is married. Then the sambandha is done now. Now the boy and the girl may remain separately in their respective homes. No. There is obhidhiya. Obhidhiya. When they are united by the marriage, there must be dealings between them. That is called obhidhiya. Obhidhiya. Obhidhiya means not that our now marriage ceremony, relationship is established. Now, you, Mr. Satan, say you go home, I go home. No. There must be actual activities. The wife should take care of serving the husband, and the husband should take care of the wife. Then the relationship. Why this relationship? Why these are activities? There is prayer. What is that prayer? To get son. Marriage means to get son. That is prayer. Putrati kriyati bhajya. Bhajya means wife. One has to accept a bhajya, a wife. Why? Putrati. For the matter of getting a son. Why? Why there is a necessity of getting a son? Putra pinda prayajanam. This is very serious. Putra. Putra means punnamuk na narakastrayati iti putra. Putra. Who means punnamo naraka. There is a hell which is called pun. So from that hellish condition, one who delivers prayati iti tra. Therefore he is called putra. This is every Sanskrit word has got meaning, root meaning. Putra, putra pinna prayajana. Putra is required. Why? Now, after death, if by chance the father does not get ordinary life or goes to the hellish condition of life, the son will deliver. That was sardha sarimani. There is sardha. What is that sardha sarimani? Sardha sarimani means to offer foodstuff to Vishnu and with the prasadam to the forefathers or fathers it is offered. So that by eating prasadam, if he is in ghost life or in hellish life, he will deliver. This is called sardha. So it is the duty of the son. Sardha sarimani. Advaita Acharya, he was also performing the sardha sarimani and he offered the prasadam then descendants of Putra to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was in Shantipur and he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra day and night, and when he has to take some prasadam, he to come to Advaita Acharya's place and take prasadam there. So, one day Haridas Thakur asked Advaita Acharya that, why you are giving me prasadam? Meaning, he presented himself that I am coming from Mahavajan family, but why you take so much care upon me? You are giving me prasadam, you are taking so much care, you are making a cottage for me. Why? You are one of the leaders of the Brahmana in Shantipur, all very exalted, learned Brahmanas, and if you are taking so much care upon me, then they may criticize you, blaspheme you. So, I think you should not do this. I don't want that you may be criticized, or I may be criticized. So, Advaita Acharya said, no. I'm not doing anything against the Shastra, so nobody can criticize. I'm doing nothing against the Shastra. So, in the Shastras, Jiva Goswami also has given quotation from the Shastras, that it doesn't matter from which family a person is coming, but if he is a pure devotee, he should be taken all care, and he should be offered charity, he should be offered prasadam, all care should be taken for him. There is sattva indication. So, Acharya say that I am doing the right thing, and by feeding you, I am feeding daily many millions of Brahmins by feeding. These are statements in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. this offering prasadam, that putra, the right putra, is meant for offering prasadam to Vishnu so that his both father and father may be delivered. That is the system of putra. But such Vedanta Vedanta Vadi or the Bhakti Vedantas are impartial in distributing this Bhakti Vedanta that we are giving on this Vedanta Vadi. Because in our society there was no Vedanta. So some of the Vaishnava selected me to give this title, Bhakti Vedanta. Vedanta means bhakti, understanding bhakti. So who can understand Krishna unless he has bhakti? So this is Bhakti Vedanta. So Vedantavadi or the Bhakti Vedanta are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of the Krishna said. To them, no one is enemy or threat. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is specially favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhakti Vedanta see the people in general are wasting time in false, sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish the lost relationship with the present. Lost relationship with the personality of God. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up to the sense of spiritual life, and thus being initiated by the Bhakti Vedanta, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So, the Vedantavadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from the childish sporting, etc. But before the initiation, he, the boy, became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the life, in the system of Varnasam Dharma, which is the beginning of actual life. Small boys, 5 years of age, are sent to become brahmachari at the Guru's ashrama just to learn discipline. So, unless one is disciplined, this is the only qualification that Narad Muni was disciplined. So much discipline that is so small boy, still he would not talk anything nonsense. They are so disciplined. So, the more you become disciplined, as it is stated in this astra, Utkaha, Dhajya, Nishya, Tattva, Dharma, Pravartana, these are discipline. Then we become advanced and naturally we get the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna through the mercy of spiritual Guru Krishna Kripa. There must be mercy both of them, Guru and Krishna. Without Guru's Kripa, one cannot reach Krishna, and without Krishna's Kripa, one cannot get upon a fat spiritual master. This is correlated terms. So, we should follow the disciplinary methods sincerely under the guidance of spiritual master. Then it will be very, very easy to go back to Godhead. Narad Muni, the next time became Narada, means he went to back to Godhead. He was promoted to the Vaikuntha Loka. Then, in the next creation, to distribute this Bhakti Marga, he took birth as the son of Brahmaji, and his business was to convert only all others to devotional life. You will find Narad Muni's name in connection with Valmiki, in connection with Kullarma, long, long ago. And still, we are also following Narad Muni's path. Narad Pancharatra. Our method is Narad Pancharatra. So, Narad Muni is the original spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and from Vyasadeva our disciplic succession is coming. Therefore, Guru is the representative of Vyasadeva. On his birthday, the ceremony is offered as Vyasa Puja. This is the disciplic succession. So, we should try to follow Narad Muni. Mahajana Jena Jatasya Pantha. There are 12 Mahajana, great authorities of home. Out of the 12, Narada Muni is one of them. Shambhu Narada Sambhu. Shambhu. Shambhu Narada Sambhu. Yes. Shambhu, is not the Shambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu. So Narada's name is there. They're one of the Mahajan. So Narada Muni is Mahajan, and he became Mahajan on account of his austerity and following the principles. So anyone who follows Narada, he also becomes Mahajan. This is the disciple's success. Thank you very much.